Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting second, the first baseman, Mickey McDermott. Batting third, the left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Lou Skeezes. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Woody Held. Batting seventh, the catcher, Tim Thompson. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Alex Kellner. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second, the first baseman, George Kell. Batting third, the left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth, the catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Joe Durham. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jerry Walker. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jerry Walker. And now, play ball. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lopez moves to second. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zernial for the out. Lopez moves to third. McDermott moves to second. One out. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lopez scores. McDermott scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball four. Martin moves to second. Billy O'Dell now pitching. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Vic Power now playing first base. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann takes first base on ball four. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a fly ball into right field. Skeezes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lopez takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Busby reaches second base with a double. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zerniel throws the ball into Lopez, who relays the ball to Martin, who tags Miranda trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Busby scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 0-for-1 in the game. Skeezes hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez juggles the ball. That's an error on Lopez. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to second. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles won. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miranda hits a fly ball into right field. Skiza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell is 0-for-1 in the game. Odell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Zerniel. Odell moves to third. Gardner moves to second. Rip Coleman now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Odell scores. Gardner moves to third. It's 4-2, Orioles. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Skiza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri pinch hits for Rip Coleman. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lopez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Orioles. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-2 in the game. Zerniel hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Skiza's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skiza's is 0-for-2 in the game. Skiza's hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jack Urban now pitching. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-2 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Martin strikes out. 1 out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 4, Orioles, 4. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Miranda hits a fly ball into right field. Skiza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Odell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Urban is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urban hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lopez is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kell bunts towards the mound. Urban fields it and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to second. 1 out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-3 in the game. Triandos is walked intentionally. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-3 in the game. Zernial hits a line drive into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Skiza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezus is 0-for-3 in the game. Skeezus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Martin hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Martin now playing left field. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Durham bunts towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Brooks Robinson. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Urban fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Boyd now playing first base. George Kell now playing third base. Joe Durham now playing left field. Al Pilarczyk now playing right field. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Held strikes out. One out. Hal Smith pinch hits for Tim Thompson. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd juggles the ball. That's an error on Boyd. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunter bunts towards first. Boyd scoops it up and throws to first, with Gardner covering, for the out. Smith moves to second. Two outs. Bob Serve pinch hits for Jack Urban. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is walked intentionally. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lopez hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Hal Smith now catching. Tom Gorman now pitching. Billy O'Dell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Dell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Dell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Dell for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gardner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to second. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is walked intentionally. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gardner. The throw from Smith and he is out, Lopez applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 0 for 4 in the game. Skeezes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Martin trying to get to third. Busby throws the ball into Kell, who tags Martin for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Odell juggles the ball. That's an error on Odell. Skeezes moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bridewesser pinch runs for Gus Triandos. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Busby bunts towards the mound. Gorman fields it and throws to first for the out. Bridewesser moves to second. One out. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyd is walked intentionally. Joe Ginsburg pinch hits for Willie Miranda. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into right field. Skeezes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Bridewesser now playing shortstop. Joe Ginsburg now catching. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Durham. Smith reaches second base with a double. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Tom Gorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Odell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Odell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gorman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lopez hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Bridewesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridewesser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gorman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Busby for the out. Two outs. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Durham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Quiñones takes first base on ball 4. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Martin strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridewesser misplays the ball. That's an error on Bridewesser. Quiñones moves to second. George Zivarink now pitching. Tito Francona now playing left field. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to second for the out. Quiñones moves to third. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 4 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boyd hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.